Christina, we're starting to hear talk about bubbles in the market. Do you see bubbles out there? And if so, what are the implications for investors?
That's a great question. I'm not going to give you as good an answer because I wouldn't describe them as bubbles. I would describe them as froth. And I think I would describe it as a necessary evil that really has been brought about by this extraordinary monetary policy. And it's also been helped in the last 9 or so months by many affluent having more money to spend just by virtue of the pandemic, being home, not spending as much as they normally would. There's more to invest. So I think that's created these frothy conditions, but I wouldn't call it a bubble. In terms of implications, I think it just means that investors need to choose wisely. Now, that doesn't mean we need to run from areas that are perceived to be very frothy, because valuations quite often are not determinative in the short run. But it's always good to diversify for the long run and add areas in the market that do have lower valuations.
Well, you've mentioned now that there are some areas where you see lower valuations. Can you point out the sectors that you do prefer and, the themes that you're looking at for 2021 and beyond?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I first have to give the caveat that within the U.S., there aren't a lot of areas with low valuations, but there are other reasons to have exposure there and actually to develop markets in general. The sectors that I'm excited about are really the most cyclical ones, especially consumer discretionary, because I expect that K-shaped recovery that we've seen to reverse as soon as of the vaccines are broadly distributed. That's a time when we'll actually see a far more robust and inclusive recovery than we saw post-global financial crisis. So I think consumer discretionary and energy sectors are the most attractive. And that's not just developed world, that's emerging markets as well. I would also add in there technology. While technology is certainly not cheap right now, we have a lot of trends that have accelerated during the pandemic that show no signs of reversing once we're past that pandemic. I would especially call out, of course, e-commerce, but there's more beyond that, of course. Fintech, drones and robotics, cloud computing, software, blockchain, all attractive areas. If we talk about regions around the world, I think valuations are attractive in the emerging market space. And I think there are other catalysts driving EM. And so I would say that's a very attractive area right now.
Well, the sectors and themes that you're looking at sound like ones that we're interested as well. Is this a year where getting that sector positioning and that thematic focus much more important than just overall risk stance, or how do you see the year shaping up?
I think that's right. I think it's about the sector positioning. I think it's about focusing on themes in 2021. But I also have a feeling that this is an environment where a rising tide is going to largely float all boats. And when I say all boats, I mean risk assets. I think this could be a tough year for, sovereign debt, but for a lot of areas of the market that are risk assets, I think this is going to be a good year. But thematic, focusing on specific sectors, that's where the alpha is likely to be generated.
That makes a lot of sense, and we're going to see how that one plays out. Christina Hooper, thank you and Invesco for being great partners, and we look forward to having you back again soon.
Thank you so much.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliates. The views and opinions expressed in this material by external guest speakers are those of the author, speaker, and are not those of UBS, its subsidiaries, or affiliates. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over the content of this material or any claims, losses, or damages arising from the use or reliance of all or any part thereof. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient, and is is published for informational purposes only. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.